The following program is produced and furnished in conjunction with John Gilroy of Lectromech, which is entirely responsible for its content.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy of Lectromech, providing solutions to design, certify, and maintain aircraft wire systems. Every week, John speaks with public and private sector IT experts about some of the IT trends and challenges facing agencies and industry. Now your host, John Gilroy.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio, we got double trouble this morning, boys and girls. We have Jerry Valerio, he's the data evangelist at Tableau Software, and Keith Trippi, the CEO at the Trippi Group. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Morning.
Good morning, John.
Lots to talk about this morning. You know, I think everyone who's listening to the show has been bombarded with the term big data, and this is big, and that's big, and Internet of Things. And I think we all know about big data. But I think the problem that my listeners have is, what's the next step? You got all this stuff being thrown at you. And how do you understand? It's kind of like they talk about a fire hose, you know? Well, everyone's got fire hoses coming out of data. And how do you understand that data? And I thought I'd bring in the people from Tableau and maybe a consultant that understands Tableau to just share with my listeners, okay, you got all this data coming in. How do you make sense of it? How can you make decisions that are going to impact your agency's goals? And so brought in Jerry this morning and Keith to talk a little bit about it. But before you begin, Keith, talk about your background and a little bit about Tableau, perhaps.
Hey, thanks, John. So I was at the Department of Homeland Security for almost 11 years, came there after 9/11, felt a call to do something bigger and better. And it was a great experience. And while I was at the department, I had the opportunity to oversee the $6 billion IT investment management portfolio. And then moved into basically a startup mode where we brought in cloud and analytics and mobile into the enterprise. So it was a great experience to basically package two things. What are the business problems? What are the decisions that need to be made about where to make investments, looking at it from a portfolio perspective, and then moving into the, you know, providing the capabilities. And we built a service called the Management Cube, which is where we were looking at that $60 billion portfolio. So overall, a wonderful experience at the department. Over the past year and a half, I've put my foot into the entrepreneurial waters to find that entrepreneurial enlightenment space that so many folks are heading in. And it's been a great experience. I've got a couple of startups underway around, quite frankly, using big data, right, to solve some business problems.
And the listeners are going to know pretty soon that Jerry's the smart guy in the room. So, Jerry, tell us about your background, a little bit about Tableau, please.
Sure. So I've been with Tableau now for 2.5 years. I've been in the enterprise software space, you know, focusing most of my career in business intelligence and data warehousing for probably the last 2 decades. I've worked for other companies like Vertica, which is a database company, and Informatica, which is a ETL company. So I've kind of seen everything soup to nuts, back to front, Tableau on the front end, and everything else behind it.
PricewaterhouseCoopers,
Anderson Consulting.
Yep. So you have a pretty good idea.
All the check boxes.
Yep. So if you're working for an agency and you have streams of data, you probably work for half of those streams that they're getting in there, here and there and everywhere. It's all kinds of things. So we have good two different perspectives here on trying to solve the problem. This problem is what to do with all this data that we're getting bombarded with. You know, Forbes, popular magazine for nerds like me, and the guy named Bernard Marr wrote an article, and I thought he put this in words very carefully. He said, we're about to get run over by a steamroller that is big data. So tell us about Tableau and how it handles big data, Jerry.
Sure. So Tableau makes it easy to see and understand big data. So that is the core of our mission, helping everyone see and understand their data. So we can connect to data regardless of where it's at. So big data, whether it's Hadoop or Splunk or MarkLogic or your traditional databases like Oracle or Microsoft SQL Server, Tableau makes it easy to consume by connecting to those data sources directly and allowing users to explore their data and kind of find the actionable items out of looking at their data.
Yeah, the needle in the haystack, the proverbial needle in the haystack.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it dawned on me. It's TableaU.com. It's Tableau. I speak too fast, and sometimes I don't spell it out in radio. I've got to be careful about this. So if you'd like more information on the company, you can go to TableaU.com. It's a great website, by the way. It's very interactive, and it's responsive. It's great. Tableau is sponsoring an event coming up, I think, right before Thanksgiving. Is that right, Keith?
Yes,
or what's
sir,
this event called?
On the 19th. So the Tableau event is going to bring government leadership and government teams together with Tableau, and they're going to share their experiences on successes they've had with Tableau. You get a better understanding of where Tableau is going with the release that's coming up around 9. I'm sure Jerry will want to talk a little bit more about that. I'm excited to be a part of that. We'll be on the moderating panel talking about some complex issues and how some of the agencies are solving those.
And the name of the event is called Analyzing Our Nation's Data, the Power of Data Analytics. And what I really like about this is, number one, it's got govies up there talking about problems that they solved. And number two, it's at the Ron Reagan Center. Everyone can find that. Number three, it's free. Give me some free.
If it's free, it's for me. I'll take three.
give me some free, buddy. I like me some free. You know, I was at the event last year, and, you know, I must have met 30 or 40 people, and I met a lot of data scientists in the room. Mm-hmm. I said, why the government's got that many analysts mm-hmm. and data scientists? And I'd walk up to people and go, well, why are you here? Mm-hmm. And they'd say, well, we're just trying to get a handle. We're just trying to maybe get a grasp, and maybe Jerry can teach us and show us how to figure out. We got all this stuff, and you don't know how to handle it. It's kind of like we moved last year. And so I walked in my garage and went, whoa, that's all this stuff. How can we all get in the truck? And Jerry's the guy who says, got all this stuff? We'll show you how to categorize it and make sense of it. So the event's coming up. Are you going to be participating in this event, Jerry?
I will. So I'll be one of the public sector team members that are going to be there hosting and facilitating, meeting with customers, answering their questions, getting the most value out of all of the speakers for the day.
I was having lunch with a person in Arlington yesterday. And she had one of her assistants go to a company, get information. And the woman said, there's no information on the website. And she said, why don't you just call them? this person was 25, never thought of picking up the phone.
What's
calling
a phone
them.
Call?
Yeah,
what's
a phone call? Now, this is an event where Jerry's going to be sitting right there. You can go up to him, grab him by the tie, and go, listen, Jerry, I got SharePoint, a lot of stuff in SharePoint. I got a lot of stuff in Salesforce. I'm trying to put them together. Help! So that's what's the nicest thing about this event. And Tableau people are just all friendly and easygoing. And that's what I like about events is that you may have a problem that you're in a conversation with Jerry, and you go, well, I never thought of the implications of a hybrid SharePoint cloud. And Jerry, have you had any? Well, I hope so. And you have, haven't you?
I have.
Yeah, so. I know. And that's the nicest part about these conferences. And I teach at Georgetown. I pound my students. I go, no, go meet someone, grab someone. Have a conversation because you're going to learn things that you never expected. Mm-hmm. Jerry may say, have you considered X, Y, and Z about this the transition to the cloud? Well, I didn't think about that, you know, mm-hmm. and things pop up all the time. They're really, really good. So Tableau software's got versions. What is the latest version, Jerry?
So the latest version is version 9. And in fact, we've released also 9.1, and we're now having customers beta test 9.2. And so with each of these releases, we continue to improve the speed of interaction with big data, as well as the ease of use for users to see and understand their data.
I will talk about the big elephant in the room. That's, of course, an Excel spreadsheet. I was talking to a CEO of a company 2 days ago, and he's making a new website. And they looked at all the information in his current website, and he filled up all the columns in Excel. And I said, well, this isn't the only limitation that Excel has. But, you know, Keith, when you're with the government, even right now, someone sends you a spreadsheet. What version is it? What's there? How much is it? How much can you pour in there? I think Excel sheets are almost like handcuffs, aren't they?
Well, I'm smiling because really the way I would love to see the government move, and it was the same while I was there, is you've seen the Ghostbuster thing, but replace mm-hmm. the ghost with a little spreadsheet and just let's get rid of spreadsheets. But it's prying a spreadsheet out of a budget analyst's hand or a contract analyst's hand. They're just used to working with spreadsheets. But the beauty of what Tableau can do is I get the same versatility and flexibility with a spreadsheet, but now I can share it with other folks.
That's the whole idea.
That is huge for breaking down some of the barriers of who's got the best data. So if there's a budget call that comes out and says, how many GS14s do you have and what are you paying for them and where are they?
Yeah.
It doesn't take 6 weeks, right? You can take a second.
When you go to an event and Tony Scott says, shared first, cloud first, you go, shared first. Now, whoa, what version of the shared first are we talking about? And that's the question that Tableau answers.
Yep. Absolutely.
It's not only.
Well, let me pull that thread on the share first. So there's a cultural thing going on. So technology is great. Tableau is great. The challenge that some agencies are wrestling with is what is the policy around sharing this information? And so a very simple concept, something that I've worked on in the past, is share first with controls. So that gives people the sense that the new corporate philosophy is we're going to share data, but we're going to do it with the appropriate level of controls. And I think that can help open up the floodgates and more information sharing so a technology like Tableau can be maximized.
so you can control it. Yep. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Tableau 9. There are people who are listening that are maybe experts in Tableau and kind of curious about what Tableau 9 is going to bring to them. We're going to address the more specific audience in the next block. You're listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio, we have Jerry Valerio, data evangelist at Tableau, and Keith Trippi, CEO at the Trippi Group. Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio, we have Jerry Valerio. He is the data evangelist at Tableau Software, and Keith Trippi, CEO at the Trippi Group. We're talking about data visualization. And believe it or not, in the breaks, we have little chats. And in the chat, Jerry talked about trust but verify. And I thought, no. How about test but verify? You can test out this software pretty easy with a new app, can't you? What's the name of that app again?
Visible.
V-I-Z-A-B-L-E. Okay.
Yep.
So what is it all about? And tell us about this little app.
So Visible builds on what Tableau has done, right? So Tableau in the desktop or the web version helps people see and understand their data. Visible adds the touch element. So free app on the iPad device today, and eventually we'll have support for Android and other devices. But anyone with data, they can see, touch, and understand their data. They can connect to their data, whether it's in Excel or otherwise, and start kind of getting familiar with that data. It allows them to drill into the data, see new insights in a way that's, playful, inspiring, and so on, that also at the same time kind of educates them and then, helps them, do something that becomes powerful for them.
I'm going to do my compulsive English teacher stuff. Tableau, TableauTableau.com, and you can get Visible there. I was there this morning, and it had a little tagline under it. It said, if you have a tablet, data, and questions, then you need Visible. It's like, do you breathe air? Do you breathe air? Yeah, well, then you need Visible. Everyone
hey, John,
needs
those
Visible.
Marketing people get paid a lot of money for that.
Don't they? Yeah. Well, if you have 2 feet and you're living in the world, then you really deserve
you like
that.
Food.
So, Keith, tell us more about this conference and why people listening should even attend.
Well, I tell you, after 10 years working in the government and seeing the progress, digital government has provided a door opening for other agencies to say, look, let's unlock this data. To me, one of the most powerful assets the federal government has is its data. If you think about Census, it's one of the world's largest data companies in the world. And so how you unlock that data for industry, for city planners, for citizens, it's powerful. So the opportunity here to get together with folks that have very similar interests, you get data scientists together with policy people, with IT people. It's amazing what the conversations are that you will see at this event that will help change the direction about how they provide better value to citizens. So it's a fun event, lots of good problem solvers there.
And if you are listening to this show and you're getting frustrated with Excel spreadsheets and some limitations and version control and people running from two or three different versions of different data, you may want to attend this event as well. Jerry, we opened up. I talked about Forbes magazine, which is kind of a fancy magazine. So in this article, I mean, this is a terrific article for big data. Here's what this guy wrote. He wrote that by 2020, 1.7 megabytes of new information will be created by every second for every human on the planet. Whew. Do you want to be around for that? I might be check out and go to an island. That's what we call IoT, isn't it?
Yep.
So how does IoT affect my listeners?
Well,
Internet of Things, I'm sorry.
Right. So, Internet of Things, if you think like just what you talked about, the statistics around the data and the explosion, right? So, gone are the days.
Wait a minute, don't say explosion on a DHS guy.
Yeah. I got to make a phone call.
I'll
be right there.
So, all of these devices that are creating data for the Internet of Things, they have, they're producing all sorts of data that can be useful, valuable, from everything to, helping the government spend wisely to catching the bad guys to, determining, are the citizens of the government, getting value out of the services that are being provided. So, Internet of Things is around us everywhere in everything we do. So earlier you talked about devices. So whether it's phones or visiting websites and registering for services to, people going through the airport and, finding people and catching people that are on the do not fly list, all of that constitutes the Internet of Things?
What I have seen in the last 5 or 6 years is in the world of software, they talk about continuous development, continuous software development. You're always agile, always changing. And people have applied this to security continuous monitoring, you know. And I think, well, with Tableau, it's continuously improving. I mean, you turn around, I mentioned 9.0, and he said, oh, no, there's 9.1. So what new things did Tableau perceive they had to improve on in these newer versions?
So probably one of the latest breakthroughs is this what we refer to connecting to web data. So in the latest version of 9.1, people can now use data sources that they regularly are accessing over the web and then now plug that into their data on-premise to be able to see powerful insights.
There may be people listening who don't have a background in software development. So what is the difference between a connector and an API?
So connector are the what I would call the out-of-box connection to the very back-end data sources, the big data. And then the API is the programmatic way that developers or folks in IT with a proper skill set, like knowing Java or knowing Python, can use those APIs to interact with the data through the basically what Tableau has provided is a interface to see and understand their data through a programmatic effort.
And I would imagine after the years you've been in business, you probably have a pretty good idea of typical templates that someone from DHS or someone from an agency might want. So you incorporate some of these templates in this revision. Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Let me add to that. So coming from where I was for all those years, stovepipe is one of the favorite words, right? It's cylinders of excellence. So what's exciting about having these APIs and connectors and templates pre-built and shareable, now I don't have to build my own, right? If I'm spending time collecting data and mashing it, then I'm not doing what I should be doing, which is making decisions on the data. So having APIs and connectors pre-built out of the box, that saves me time and a lot of money. Now, as a CIO, I'm ready to go out and have a discussion with the business folks to talk about value. Value isn't a server. Value is in the data that helps them make law enforcement decisions on known and unknown data. That's where the fun is in CIO.
Well, there's no fun in connecting to new databases. And there's something in this new version called a Tableau Data Extract API. So where would that be used?
So Tableau Data Extract can help people when they've got access to data, but there are constraints. Those constraints can be everything from it's hitting a system that normally you don't really want that type of activity, like a regular transactional system, or it's the volume of the data. It's massive. Like you had talked about that Excel spreadsheet where it filled up all the columns and all of the rows, and it just doesn't perform well. So the Tableau Data Extract allows you to ingest that data and give it some speed so that you can query it interactively rather than waiting for seconds or minutes by the traditional just working with the data in its raw format.
I tell you what, I'm kind of a visual junkie. I follow Tableau and come up with different charts. And if you see this about a month ago, Keith, they showed this NFL description using Tableau software. And I plugged in my height and weight, and I was comparing myself to the NFL. Did you see that little deep picture of the data?
Yeah. I'm a lot smaller than everybody.
I looked at that and I retweeted and I said, wow, these guys are huge. I mean, there's a guy in the Redskins called Pot Roast, and I'm not even a lamb chop. He's the Pot Roast. I don't know what I am. Maybe I'm like a salad or something.
Yep.
Did you see that?
Yeah,
it's incredible, wasn't it?
It's a fun. Now, that's a great example of a fun way to look at data in a way that you've never really looked at it before, right? Separate from just the traditional sort of business. But it puts things into perspective and provides a different viewpoint that you've never seen before. And it's a lot of fun. You realize that, hey, maybe you don't have to lose all that much weight.
So listen to the story. Maybe I'm as big as Pot Roast. No. Maybe I'm as big as middle linebacker. No. And maybe I'm as big as a defensive. No. Maybe a cornerback. So there's a cornerback named D'Angelo Hall. And I said, I'm kind of about the same size. And the next day, I was at the Whole Foods in Ashburn, and guess who I saw there? D'Angelo Hall. He was my height.
He's got
he had
bit more
arms like
you.
My legs. His arms were just monstrous. It was like, I thought he was a defensive What did the defensive, lineman look like if D'Angelo Hall was a cornerback like that big? But I think what it does is it takes dull statistics, and I'll use the word dull, and spreadsheet. Oh, this guy's 5'10", 180.
Right.
5'10", 180, right? Well, I don't look like D'Angelo Hall, 5'10", 180. And it puts a meaning in life into the simple numbers, doesn't it?
It does. So, one of the things that Christian Chabot, who's the CEO of Tableau, has spoken about in the past, which I feel strongly about, is that Tableau, it's not only just your traditional analytic tool. It's actually a creative tool because you can explore your data. You can find ways to communicate your data and tell a story about the data that then engages and inspires people and calls them to action.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk more about stories and dynamic dashboards and Tableau and how my Govies can help tell their story to citizens or maybe to other Govies as well. You're listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio, Jerry Valerio, data evangelist at Tableau Software, Keith Trippi, CEO, the Trippi Group. Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio, we have Jerry Valerio, data evangelist at Tableau Software, TableauSoftware.com, and Keith Trippi, CEO at the Trippi Group. And earlier in the show, we talked about free. I'm a big fan of free, you know, and I like to read free blogs because I catch up with stuff. I read David Linthicum all the time. And tell me, Jerry, what do you read for free blogs that can help my listeners with data visualization?
Sure. So one of the ones I like to recommend to, you know, people that I meet either at the Tableau user group or the Tableau meetup groups here local in D.C. is a blog called Data Plus Science. So if you spell that out, DataPlusScience.com. The individuals who run this blog have essentially aggregated all of the links across the web on anything Tableau. So if you want to know how to create all these infographic quality type data visualizations.
Treasure trove. Yeah.
Yep,
wow.
This is the place to get it. It's yeah. kind of like
and there are people listening. This are going to really like
yeah,
it a
exactly.
lot. You know. My second free theme is this is a free podcast. You can go to iTunes, type in Federal Tech Talk and listen to this. In fact, 6 months from now, you may be listening to this when there's snow on the ground and the conference was back in November. Do you miss that conference? When was that conference again, Keith? I forget.
19 November.
19 November coming up.
And, at the Ronald Reagan Building.
Yeah. And the third theme for free is this free utility, this free little app we talked about earlier. What's that again?
V-I-Z-A-B-L-E.
Visible. Yeah, you can type that right in. You know, I loved it when you spelled that out because people always type in. You know, have you seen when you have their then try to type with their thumb? And
yep.
if you make it easy, maybe the Tableau story or all things Tableau would be an easy site for something like that because data. You're going to lose some people just typing data science, that's for sure. I try to follow the federal marketplace very carefully. Oh, maybe a year or two ago, I heard this strange word called Fittara. And I said, must be an Italian dish. And I went to my menu books, and I couldn't find any. I found frittata, yeah. but not Fittara. Yeah. So what in the world does Fittara have to do with data visualization, Keith? Well, I have no idea.
A great and timely question. So I've been thinking about Fittara quite a bit. And the way I like to frame it is, Fittara, this time we're serious. So it's almost
pound on that table,
think
Clinton
Cohen 2.0, if you will. And the beauty of it is, separate from the authority, let's put that aside. My God, did I answer that question a lot in the government. It's about how we make investment decisions. What do our acquisitions look like? What's the programmatic health for our IT assets and investments? So when you look at that in and of itself, you're like, holy shnikes, that's a big problem. How are we going to solve that? Well, you can hire hundreds and hundreds of analysts to do the data, or you can bring in a capability like Tableau that once you've get it instantiated, now you can start to do modeling and forecasting. And well, what if we put more energy, say, in our public-facing web efforts versus, say, our back end? Or these three programs are performing okay, but this one isn't performing as well. So what if we shutter that? What's the impact down the road for those investment-level decisions? Well, having a tool like Tableau can help implementation of Fittara much, much easier. And then the fun part, then worry about the authority stuff.
Yeah.
But for right now, get the information so you can make those decisions and trade-offs.
I like to spell things, but I'm not going to spell instantiate. That's too hard to spell. But something I do want to spell is story, S-T-O-R-Y. I think Tableau helps you tell the story. Maybe it's a story for the Fittara recommendations. Maybe it isn't. But they also have a dynamic dashboard. So what is it? Maybe you can use a dynamic dashboard mm-hmm. for a Fittara mm-hmm. report, huh? What's that, Jerry?
So the dynamic dashboard makes the whole experience working with your data interactive. And it's something that the everyday business user can create and produce that can be shareable with their colleagues. So talking about Fittara, I actually was helping a colleague of mine recently build an interactive dashboard that was going to be positioned in front of a government agency, a state government agency that is looking at budget type data, financial
sure.
data, same exact way you were. So mm-hmm. I actually used that dataplusscience.com website to build something known as a Sankey diagram. And what's really cool about the Sankey diagram is it can show the flow of data from you know, say an account to a fund. So it shows that mm-hmm. same, you know, revenue in, expenses out type of flow. And that allows, you know, in our demo that we're creating for this target agency, that dynamic interactive dashboard.
I want to bounce back to the show. I've been to a lot of shows in Washington, D.C., and sometimes I go to these events and someone's up there, blah, 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 and Valerio's up there talking about Valerio software and why it's the greatest and blah, blah. Well, no, this event is not that. Everyone knows about Tableau. They know it's great. Right. I heard about it initially from my daughter's boyfriend. He's doing an MBA, and I said, what do you got that's good? He goes, well, everyone's using Tableau. Why? Well, it's free to college kids, and it helps me with my business, and that's what I found out about Tableau. Sure. It's like you don't have to pound it. And so what the event's going to be is going to be Govey standing up there going, here's a problem I faced. I looked at these five things, and rather than calling suicide hotline, I called up Keith and said, hey, maybe you can help me with this Tableau stuff, huh, Keith?
So the beauty of it is 10, 15 years ago, when you have these conferences, you're talking about servers and network and, you know, wake me up when that's over with. The fun part about this is a CIO can move from a technical person to a business advisor. And that's where the level of discussions are. Here are key business problems. FEMA's looking at how they can provide a better emergency management services. Law enforcement's figuring out a better way to mash known and unknown data together to solve real business and mission problems. That's the beauty of this event. Nobody's talking servers. Nobody's talking network, right? You're solving real business problems in a fun way. And then the visualizations are great because let's face it, everybody loves the visuals, right? I mean, the data. The beauty of it is if you can present the data in a pretty chart, you'll have people look at it that maybe didn't before and they'll realize that's not right. And then it'll spiral the questions that will help resolve that. So it'll be a fun event.
You know, Jerry, we can talk and lament about Excel, and Excel's been great for 30 years. It's fine. And we know the limitations there. But I think once we have data presented in a visual manner, then we can worry about critical thinking. We can worry about challenging. Maybe your boss is Jerry, and maybe Keith has some data, and Jerry has a preconceived notion about FEMA trailers, a preconceived notion about that Sandy storm was 2 years ago, wasn't it? Maybe there's a preconceived notion about storm damage. And you can say, well, have you looked at it from this perspective, Jerry? And Jerry can say, well, Keith's not a dummy after all, huh?
The rumor's true.
So this is what's going on. It almost forces you to use the big gray matter areas rather than the tedious little things filling the blanks. No, that's fine. You know, anyone can do that. Sure. It's the analytical capability, I think, that Tableau releases.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted to build on that. So you pointed on the analytical side, but there's also, as you were talking earlier about telling stories with your data, that's the creative side. And that's what I found that most people enjoy about Tableau is it's fun. It uses both sides of the brain. You know, there's the creative fun aspect of looking at data, and then there's the analytical side of finding something interesting that, you know, helps me do my job better.
You know, if you ever go to TEDx, and my kids all listen to the TEDx talks, and I think they're great because they're short. Mm-hmm. And they can watch them on their smartphones. Mm-hmm. And this guy named, Ken Robinson, he gave real popular TED talk. And he has a great quote, and this fits right in here. It's great. He said that we all have the same information, but we see it differently. It's not that it's one or bad. It's just different. That's what we have. I can give a spreadsheet to Keith, spreadsheet to Jerry. They could have different approach, different conclusions. You know, it's different human beings look at it. And I think Tableau allows people to maybe share information in an equal way.
Right. I'm going to pull deep into the bowels of my Arkansas education and bring up, wasn't it Nietzsche that had the eight guys around the fire and you drop a feather in the middle and the feather falls the exact same way, but all eight people will interpret that
feather falling
in a different way. I could be totally wrong. If so, then I'm from the University of Alabama instead of Arkansas.
Yeah.
But if I'm right, that's what a good analytical capability will allow you to do, is to look at a problem differently and ask different questions that maybe you didn't do 3 years before.
Jerry, can you give us a quick example, maybe an agency who's used Tableau for data visualization?
Sure. So one organization, I'm going to actually reference state and local. So actually two. So Virginia Department of Transportation is using Tableau to kind of manage the roads, in particular as it relates to traffic, and they can use the information that they collect, especially when it comes time to, you know, disaster events, whether there's a hurricane hitting the area, and then know what to prepare for, where to place trucks, and so forth. Another example of that, you had pointed to FEMA. So FEMA actually is using Tableau on the public-facing website to communicate interesting insights about past disasters. So if you wanted to like look at your state and particular disasters and the type of funding that's been released to help, you know, the citizens, all of that information is available on FEMA.gov/data-visualization.
And I think the new Tableau version 9.0 is improved geographic analysis that we didn't even touch on yet. And that's really telling the story geographically. It's just so much fun just looking at so many different aspects of the United States and the world. Let's take a break, come back, talk more about data visualization, how to gain insights, and maybe using some of the prefrontal lobe of your brain and doing analysis on all this data that you're getting bombarded with. You are listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio, Jerry Valero, data evangelist at Tableau Software, Keith Trippi, CPO at the Trippi Group. Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio, we have Jerry Valero, data evangelist at Tableau Software, and Keith Trippi, CEO at the Trippi Group. We've been talking data visualization and govies and the limits of spreadsheets and free software and free events. Wait, whoa, 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 free event. What's this event? Where can we register for this free event, Jerry?
Sure. So the free event coming up, the Tableau Government Summit, you can register at www.tableau.com/government-summit-2015.
Yeah, that's complicated, but I just go to the website and go to the events and find it from there. A lot of people follow Tableau on Twitter. I sure do. I know you do. Mm-hmm. What's the handle for Twitter again?
AT Tableau, TABLEAU.
At Tableau, right.
And for those of you that didn't pick up on all of that, there's the Google machine that you can jump on and just type in some letters and it'll come right up, right? It's great. Easy to find.
Yeah, yeah. When I go to events, people always walk up to me and go, hey, you had Jerry Valero on the air. He sounded real smart. Now, what kind of phone did that guy have? And they don't care about Tableau. They don't care about data visualizations or cryptography. Mm-hmm. They just care about the personal things. No? Mm-hmm. And they don't care about the car he drove either. And what kind of phone? Oh, really? Oh, he's a security guy with an app. That's interesting. So I've put together a 10-question scientific test that's going to find out which gentleman in this room is a card-carrying nerd. We're going to start off with Mr. Keith. Okay.
Oh,
here we go. Do you have an Instagram account?
I do not.
How many IoT devices are in your home?
Two.
Do you have a personal Twitter feed?
I do not.
Have you ever used Meerkat or Periscope?
Yes.
That's good. What kind of smartphone do you have?
I have an Apple phone and I have a Samsung tablet. I'm keeping it real with both companies.
And what's the most popular app on your phone?
Oh, that's a great question. Popular app on my phone. I go to USA Today a lot. I like to get the quick news.
So we break into your house. How many tablet devices we see floating around there?
Four.
Mm-hmm. And what was your most recent post in social networking?
Oh, I commented on big data and analytics on solving some business problems a while back.
A while back. Yep. Okay. And when is your Apple Watch due?
I don't have an
Apple
Watch.
Oh, you didn't order one. I don't, well,
but my wife literally has a box sitting on my doorstep last night.
If I had my green shirt, I'd be faster than you. Yeah. Okay. Last book you read was electronic or paper?
Paper. I like to read about this.
Next. Okay. We're going to kick him out of the Jerry. Okay.
I'm old school.
Jerry jumping up and down. He's ready to take you out.
Jerry's
he's
going
to take
hip.
You out here. Okay. Young and hip. We'll find out if he's young and hip. Jerry, number one, do you have an Instagram account?
Actually, I do not.
Not so young and hip.
How many IoT devices in your house?
I'm going to say around 8.
That's not bad. Do you have a personal Twitter feed?
I do.
Have you ever been on Meerkat or Periscope or used those?
No, I have not.
Okay. What kind of smartphone do you have?
I have an iPhone 5S at the moment. Waiting to upgrade.
Let's get to the 6, baby. Come on.
What's the most popular app on that bad boy?
So one of the ones that I like using is actually a personal finance app called Mint.
Oh, M-I-N-T. Yeah, I know about it. And break into your house, how many tablet devices are these floating around there?
4.
When was your most recent post in social networking?
So we just wrapped up the Tableau Customer Conference, and so I posted both on Facebook and on LinkedIn, kind of pictures and so long to 2015, here we come 2016.
Now, you had a long sleeve shirt on. I can't tell. When's your Apple Watch due? When'd you order that?
So this is where I'm probably going to say I'm more of a mature device person. I wait till version 2.0.
Oh, scaredy cat. That's okay. Scaredy cat. Okay.
Well, more about, spending wisely with my dollars.
Yeah, smarty cat than spirity cat. Last book you read was electronic or paper?
Electronic. I actually have a Kindle that I take to, on flights back to Seattle headquarters where Tableau is located.
I thought you'd whoop him. You just won by points and just narrowly.
Oh, you smoked me, Jerry.
I didn't smoke. Just barely edged you out. You know
I'm at
mean?
That weird age between young and hip and like really old. So I'm right in that middle zone.
The last guy I had in the studio here, he said he had 75 devices in his house that are IoT enabled.
Oh, wow.
Really? I was kind of impressed with that one. That was kind of crazy. And I will be very impressed if the federal government understands Tableau and its capabilities in the next 5 years. And I always ask people, well, geez, Jerry, are you optimistic about the govies figuring this out? What about the commercial world? Where do you see Tableau heading in data visualization in the federal government in the next 5 years?
So, we've got a good footprint in the federal, state, and local market. I'll continue to see that grow. Right now, we're like at over 100 agencies in the federal space and probably 2,000-ish in the state and local. I'm going to say that over the next 5 years, we'll be at all levels of government, state and local, as well as probably in all federal agencies. At least that's what I'm hoping for.
You know, Keith, every federal agency is getting their arm twisted. They're getting money pulled back. And, oh, by the way, you got to fire 5 people. So where do you see data visual? I mean, if Tableau can do things quicker and cheaper, I don't see why not.
All the market forces are pushing the feds in a great direction. Very simple. It's the phrase that pays. Free your data, unleash the analyst. That's what's going to happen over the next 5 years. All of the building blocks are in place now. And with tools like Tableau, you can actually achieve that. And it's exciting to watch some of the changes and transformations that agencies are using tools like Tableau to go achieve.
So, Jerry, if you're listening to this show and there's snow on the ground and the Wizards are playing basketball, can you take classes in art or graphic design? I mean, it seems like to use Tableau, you really have to have almost like an arts and science background in order to use a lot of these tools. It's difficult, but you have all these tools. You have to know how to use them graphically, don't you?
So on the contrary, it's just the opposite. So you can actually take something as challenging as working with Excel and trying to chart data and use Tableau, which has more of a natural, intuitive ease of use. So people can like drag and drop, point and click, and now with Visible, people can actually touch their data and interact with their data. Tableau makes it that easy. On top of that, if people are looking for ways to learn, Tableau offers a variety of free training resources, everything from YouTube-like on-demand videos on their website, as well as free webinars where you can actually attend kind of an instructor-led course. We've got basically content that's available on lynda.com, Pluralsight. Coursera, which is kind of a free academic, has programs that run things specific to data visualization, where Tableau is the tool of choice for offering that content.
And it's increasingly popular in educational institutions.
Yep.
I think it's because the economics folks can use it, and the business folks can use it, and the social media marketing folks can use it. And oh, by down the hall in public relations, it has this appeal that can it crosses over agencies.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you see DHS head? And you think they're going to use this tool? Do they use it for FITARA now? I don't know.
I don't think they're using it yet for FITARA, but I certainly see there's going to be a lot more opportunities to leverage a tool like this as FITARA continues to move forward. But that's just in the CIO swim lane. You could look at leveraging this tool to do, you know, a new trend in cyber around hunting for the bad guys, right? You're hunting from a cyber perspective. Tableau can help with that, and it can help on the mission side and the intel guy. So it's going to spread not just across DHS, but certainly other agencies, because it solves too many problems with a couple of instantiations, and it gives you the at-home user experience. Not a lot of software does that, right? I don't have to hire 40 people to go train people how to use the tool.
When you think about disasters, hurricanes hitting up, we talked about the storm Sandy from a couple years back, 2 or 3 years back. I mean, the folks at FEMA, they have to make a decision quickly. They can't say, okay, we're going to wait 12 hours. No. You got 12 minutes. You have to make a decision. And this is a tool that can enable a decision to be made quickly.
Yep.
What about self-reliance? Does this tool allow you self-reliance or rely on others? Where does it fit in with the whole idea of being self-reliant?
Well, I think that's the trend. So I had an expression where I wanted the IT people to bring the plumbing into the house and then get out of the house, right? People don't need, they don't need to pay $400 an hour to somebody to come in and cut on the water switch. That's the beauty of what a Tableau can do is after it's originally set up and configured, you're out of the way. You don't need to pay IT people to come in and do the work. You let the analysts leverage the tool just as they would a spreadsheet. And that's empowering.
Real quick, Jerry, so you can get Tableau Server, you get it online or in a public form as well. Is that different choices that you have?
Yep. So Tableau Public, if you want to be able to explore and see your data visible, is another free channel for that. And then, as you said, Tableau Online for those looking for a cloud-based solution, and then Tableau Desktop, Tableau Server for on-premise.
Makes sense. Well, we're going to have to end the discussion. We're running out of time. If you'd like to learn more about Tableau, you can go to YouTube. There's bunches of videos on YouTube on how to visualize data. You can go to the website at tableau.com and get more information. I'm kind of excited about this because it crosses over a lot of platforms. You can try it out for free and see if it works for you, if it doesn't work for you. And also you can assemble different data streams. And that's really difficult for software developers, is to take two or three different data streams, put them together because there'll be different formats. And you can take advantage of connectors and API that are offered today to make your life easier if you're in that situation where you're trying to be like the mixing bowl in Springfield, Virginia, all this thing coming at you, you're trying to figure it out. You got to have some way to organize all this crazy information. You're listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'd like to thank my guests, Jerry Valerio, data evangelist at Tableau Software, and Keith Trippi, CEO, the Trippi Group. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy of Lectromech, providing solutions to design, certify, and maintain aircraft wire systems. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear the entire show on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Federal Tech Talk, only on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.